You know, when it was time for my parents to retire, their chief concern was where to park their travel trailer. Their home and cars, they were paid off. Their pensions were plentiful, their needs few. What a difference a generation makes. These days, pensions are disappearing, medical costs are ridiculous, and you can't earn squat at the bank. And that's why I designed a course developed specifically to help you win your retirement. It's called The Only Retirement Guide You'll Ever Need. Among other things, you're going to learn a simple, proven system to destroy all your debts, how to know you won't outlive your money, and how to score up to $12,000 more every year in Social Security. And that's just for starters. Do you want to win your retirement? Then go to MoneyTalksNews.com and look for the Academy button at the top of the page. That's MoneyTalksNews.com, then click on Academy. MoneyTalksNews.com, Academy. You're going to be glad you did this. I guarantee it. Hey there, I'm Stacy Johnson, and this is Money, the podcast where we talk about all things money, how to get it, how to keep it, how to grow it, and what it all means to you. Today, we're going to talk about credit, specifically whether people are getting a little too obsessive about their credit scores. Are we getting out of control with these things? Do we really need to track every little blip and settle for nothing less than absolutely perfect? I had this conversation with Adam Levine. He's a former director of the New Jersey Division of Consumer Affairs. And when I interviewed him a few years ago, he was also the CEO of Credit.com. Check it out. See if this is a topic deserving of a little credit. I am here with Adam Levin. Adam is the, not the president.
Chairman.
Chairman, thank you, of Credit.com. So he is an expert at all manners of consumer issues, and especially in the credit arena. Mm-hmm. And I am here today, Adam, to present a rather controversial thing to you. I think people are too obsessed with their credit scores.
I think generally people aren't obsessed enough with their credit scores. But again, it depends upon the context that you put credit score obsession into.
Now let's be real too. Your business benefits, yes, when people are obsessed with their credit scores because they come to you and they get a free credit score.
Right.
Right. So it's in your interest. But you're saying this sincerely. You believe that people need to pay more attention to their credit scores. Why?
I think for years, people paid no attention to their credit scores.
Well, first of all, we couldn't get our credit scores 10 years ago.
That's very true. Right. Number one. And number two, people didn't understand them. And most importantly, no one was really sure how the credit score fit in or how they fit in. So there's been a great deal of consumer education over the years. Credit score is not the determining factor in your life, but your credit score is your GPA for life.
I'm not saying it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here's the way I look at it. And call me a cynic because that's what I am.
Okay.
So 10, 12 years ago, I guess it was around the turn of the century, we were able to get our credit scores. The credit industry said, no, you can't see. It's none of your business what your credit score is.
That's correct.
And then people like you and me said, hey, you're judging us on this. We need to be able to see it. So then the credit industry goes, okay, we'll charge you $20. And then they go, oh, by the way, you really need to be obsessed with this. You need to pay us $20. And you need to go through all, you know what I'm saying?
That's marketing. It's called creating demand.
Yeah. I mean, it's
But things have changed. For instance, the amendment to the Dodd-Frank Act, the Udall Amendment, fair access to credit scores, where in the event you're rejected for a credit product or you receive an unfavorable rate in comparison to someone with good credit, you are entitled to see your score.
Let's also acknowledge here that there was a provision in that bill to allow people to see their score free once a year, like they can their credit history, and it was removed.
It was removed. You will always find anything in Washington, there's always pushback, and what ultimately comes out ends up being watered down.
Okay, but let me circle back.
Sure.
Yes, I acknowledge that your credit score is important, but here's another problem. There's 900 of them. I go to your site, I get a credit score for free. I go to other sites, I get a free credit score. They're not on the same scale. FICO's to 850. I don't know if yours may be also.
Well, Vantage now is at 850 and
Experian
National.
No. So I'm looking at it, I'm like, one site tells me my score is really good and the other one says, that's pretty good, could be better. Well, aren't I just getting, isn't it just noise? Isn't it becoming noise?
Well, I think credit scores are important because they give you a sense of where you are. They may not give you an absolute precise sense, but think of it, as they said in Pirates of the Caribbean, less like a code and more like a guideline. And what it's really about is the more you get to know about credit scores, the more you become interested in credit scores, and interested in the mechanism that actually creates the credit score. And then you start thinking about the big five components that make up the credit score, which is pay on time. Now, most people would say, well, that's a simple concept.
Yeah.
But it really isn't. A lot of people say, but I paid. Well, the issue in credit isn't that you paid. The assumption is you will pay. It's when you pay that's very important. And that represents 35% of your score.
And why isn't it 95% of your score? Isn't it the only thing that really should matter?
No, another thing that matters is how much debt are you carrying and what is the relationship between that debt and the total amount of available credit you have? Are you responsible in the fact that you not only pay your bills on time, but you're concerned about your balances and you want to make them manageable? You don't want to get into a situation where you find yourself being unable to afford to make the payment, and your balance has something to do with that.
Granted, but you know, from where I sit, and where I sit is getting lots and lots of questions on credit scores all the time.
Sure.
And I'm sure there's a large segment of the population that doesn't pay any attention at all and should. I get that. But it seems like a lot of people are just too freaked out. I mean, you know, look, okay, I'll use myself as an example. Now, look, if I'm going to buy a house, if I'm going to borrow hundreds of thousands of dollars, right, not now, a year from now,
correct,
I will start obsessing on my credit score.
Well, you have to start preparing.
Right.
But this is the important part of credit in general, is that credit can be a resume. It can also be a rap sheet if you don't pay attention to it. So you have to look at credit as if it's a portfolio, just like your investments are a portfolio, just like your identity is a portfolio. And you have to have an adult moment where you say, I'm managing these portfolios, and these portfolios represent my life, the quality of life that I will lead, the access that I will have to getting the things in life that I want, including paying less money to use money, so I have more money to invest.
But, you know, let me, and maybe we'll find a meeting of the minds here, because certainly I do believe, as I started to say, if I'm going to borrow money, especially big money, I'm going to pay real close attention to my credit score, and I'm going to give myself enough time to do something about it if there's something wrong.
Right.
I get that.
Hi, everyone. Aaron here. Could you use an extra $991? Yeah, I sure could. $991. Believe it or not, that is the average amount our newsletter subscribers report saving every year. Our totally free Money Talks newsletter is stuffed with actionable advice and tips to help boost your savings and slash your expenses. It only takes 2 seconds to subscribe. Just go to moneytalksnews.com. You'll see the sign up right there on the homepage. Do it now, and you'll also get a free ebook, 208 Ways to Save Money Every Day. I've used this book. It's great. That alone is a $15 value. So let's recap. $991 to gain, nothing to lose. Subscribe right now at moneytalksnews.com. That's moneytalksnews.com. I'll also put that link in our show notes. Sign up now. You'll be glad you did.
But I also get that you want your credit score to be a resume and not a rap sheet. But I don't agree that they're on the same level as my investments, because here's why. I can take my credit score, and I do this. I don't pay attention to it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I pay my bills on time. I'm 58 years old. I've never paid a bill late in my entire life. I'm not borrowing more money than I can afford to repay. In fact, I don't borrow money at all because I pay my bills every month. I have only a mortgage, and that's relatively small.
So you're in a different
scenario
than
I'm like, you know, I don't pay huge attention to the stock market either, for that matter, even though I have a large percentage of my net worth in it.
Right.
Because I'm relatively confident in, but I pay some attention. You know,
I'll bet you were paying attention in 2008.
I certainly was. I was actually backing up the truck and buying stocks in 2009. But at any rate, the point.
And good for you on that.
But I'm managing my credit effectively by not doing anything stupid.
Right.
So I don't really have to be focused on it all the time. I really don't care whether my credit score is 810 or even 790. This is another thing people do, right? It's got to be 850. We're in a competitive society. I want a perfect score, even though over 770 doesn't do you a damn bit of good.
Well, do you know they even say in relationships now that 850 is the new 10?
So I do agree with you, though, that we do need to pay attention to our scores.
But let me tell you another reason why you need to pay attention to your score. It could be an indication, an early warning sign that you're a victim of identity theft. And that's scary. And because we're living in a world now where it is inevitable that every business will be breached and every consumer will ultimately become a victim of some form of identity theft, it's less about minimizing your risk of exposure, because we all try to do that. It's about monitoring so you know where you are and if you know if something strange happens, and then managing the damage. That's the way the world has shifted. That's why credit scores have also gained another important aspect that they didn't have before.
Wouldn't it be better if I looked at my statements, you know, or pull my cell phone out and see, make sure nothing's on my credit card, nothing's gone through my bank account? Same difference, right?
Wouldn't work if someone opened new accounts.
Oh, open a new account.
Also, someone commits medical identity theft and you suddenly end up with the bills coming in from a debt collector.
Let me go back to politics.
Yes.
If this is so important, and we know that it is, target data breach is one of dozens. You know, they're happening all the time. And I've heard you say.
Thousands.
Yes, I've heard you say to me in an interview.
Yeah.
This is going to happen to everybody.
Right.
I should pay to see my credit score, my real credit score, my I know you have a real credit score, FICO credit score.
Right.
Shouldn't this be free? Shouldn't it be uniform? Shouldn't it be easy?
Well, one of the things that I have recommended with a number of my colleagues to members of Congress is that if you want to find a middle ground, because the concept is how do you balance everyone's interests fairly, you have the law now that says if you're rejected or get an unfavorable rate, you're entitled to see a credit score. What if you also said every time you apply for credit, whether you get it, don't get it, or get an unfavorable rate, you should be entitled to see the score? And the reason is because someone already paid to have it pulled.
Yes. Oh, and another thing I know, and you know, because I know a lot of people in the credit counseling industry, these guys aren't paying. I mean, it doesn't cost much to take a look at your credit score when you're a commercial provider of credit.
Look, there's no question that
there are
also volume discounts in the business,
yeah,
which is why it happens. But the truth is, you know, these are all businesses. And, you know, as much as I had my issues with banks during the great meltdown and all the fees,
yeah,
and things they were paying, the truth is they're in business to make money. Business is in business to make money. We as consumers, it's our responsibility to try to get the very best possible deal we can to save money. So there will always be this friction.
What do you think about Discover giving away credit scores every month?
I think it's great. And it's a great marketing tool for them. They've determined that it is a great customer acquisition and retention tool.
What do you think they're paying for a FICO score every month?
I can't answer that.
I wouldn't know. Less than 25 cents, I bet.
You know, anyway. Again, but they have millions and millions
of
people.
Obviously. So you've brought, I don't know if I've convinced you of anything, but you have actually convinced me a little bit of something. I still think that people obsess too much about things that aren't necessarily that important. People like me, it doesn't matter whether my credit score is 800 or 810. I want to have perfect everything.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I think sometimes we get a little too competitive.
But you know what it's about? It's more about an even more important principle. You know, at credit.com, we have the credit report card, and you get scores updated free. And our goal is financial literacy and consumer education. And, you know, this is the important thing. Anything that contributes to raising the financial literacy level in this country is invaluable, because for so long, financial literacy has been sort of the forgotten child. It's really not taught in high schools. It's not taught in colleges very much.
Preaching to the choir there, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, you
absolutely
know, this
right.
is...
Well, this is why we both devoted our lives to this concept.
And it is a trend. And people go, well, it should be something taught in the household. Well, most parents never learned it because nobody ever taught them. Because no one ever thought it was that important until the meltdown, when it was clear that the level of financial literacy was so horrible that people were grabbing for the brass ring because they had their eye on the payment and never on what happens.
And you know,
it's like after you say I love you, what happens then?
And tell me you'll disagree with this. Your parents were depression?
They were.
Mine too. They taught me what I needed to know. Don't borrow money unless you need to, and don't look at the payments, look at the price.
Right.
I mean, it's not complicated, but you are absolutely right, obviously, and this is a great field for both of us to be in. And you're a personal hero of mine. I appreciate your time.
And I appreciate you giving
You convinced me. I'm going to follow my credit score obsessively.
Thanks.
Okay, guys, that's all I've got for today. Hopefully you learned something you can use. If you want to know more about today's topic, just visit me online at moneytalksnews.com. You can just do a search for credit and learn a ton more. That's moneytalksnews.com. Thanks for spending a little time with me. I know there's a million podcasts out there. I'm honored that you chose mine. And if you like what you heard, do us both a favor. Subscribe and tell your friends to subscribe. Then please review me. Takes you a couple of seconds, makes my mom super proud. Thanks again, folks. I'm Stacy Johnson. I'm going to see you right here next time.